This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So it's Universal, and it's like big studio production.
Yeah, it's fucking the major players, and the big leagues.
And the numbers, yeah. Like, we're not filming as much stuff anymore. Yeah. And so I don't take that for granted at all.
The industry has contracted. Yeah. And you do have to get in where you fit in.
You're crazy busy.
But I'm struggling. I guess aspects of this production.
Not busy. It's less busy.
Oh, okay. I thought you were crazy busy.
Well, and I don't take that for granted at all.
No. I thought
he's busy with the project.
Yes. Okay, yeah. No, this town is not busy.
Yes.
Town's dead.
It's doing really bad.
The town is really, you know what? We had
a good fucking run. Ghost town.
You want to take a break from us last year for Amos? Go fuck yourself. We're out. You know?
Everyone is just like, we're done.
I always say you can kind of chart the business by the activity at Gower Gulch.
The gulch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you know like the big Walgreens.
Yeah.
At the Gower Gulch.
It's empty.
What?
It's gone.
What are you talking about? Like, it's actually gone?
It's gone.
It's fucking gone.
What are you
and you would think
about?
This would be great news for the apothecary wagon sits in the parking lot.
I've been worried about that wagon for years.
No, that people would be more likely to go and try some of the tonics and elixirs that have been created by the magnificent, colorful character who drives that wagon in. But that's also gone.
So the wagon is gone.
The assayer gone.
The assayer's gone. Mm-hmm. So if I wanted to go get potions, lotions, or like a leaf, I gotta go all the way to Glendale Boulevard. I gotta go up to Hollywood. I gotta go to Rock and Roll Ralph's.
You have to go to Riverside County, basically, to get any of those things, to get anything assayed. You have to go out there.
You guys.
Yes.
It's really grim, and so that's why we do not take for granted at all that we have
any
studio interest in a project that is not traditionally maybe what we've, you know, hung our hats on.
They want us to, and I would really love your input on this, they want us to go shoot a new version of the title card with the big unit, with the Earth and stuff, and so we do have to go into space.
Whoa! Wait, so you're filming the actual title card.
We came to them and we were like, this looks busted. Yes. It's fake.
It
sucks.
It felt very retro. It's very like, we saw it in Jaws.
It's bullshit. Yeah. It's phony.
Everybody knows it's fake.
And we're trying to present authenticity.
Right, sure.
Like, it's so much of, I guess, what Hayes and I feel like we have to offer.
Oh, you know, we were just chatting. You kept saying we're very real. You kept saying,
yes, I told you that.
No.
Every turn.
Almost
I said, I'm telling the truth.
To the amount of times you said it. Honestly, I sort of assumed you were telling the truth until you kept reiterating it. But now?
I am.
It just felt like you kind of have.
No, I'm being honest.
No. I mean, you've said it so many times.
Sincerely, I mean it.
Okay, you haven't blinked since I've gotten. There's like a dead eye, and you're looking.
Need for it.
I feel
like
I put in the
weather today
to sort of distract. Like, these things are happening behind my back.
Straight up.
Okay, so have either of you been to space before? So they pick you two of anyone. Like, they.
I said I didn't want to go to space. I said I can make something better out of Play-Doh.
Okay.
And we'll just shoot that. We'll tell them we went to space. I figure we pocket some of the budget. I mean, I'm an honest guy, but I'm not above.
We also lowballed the budget a lot.
And How much did you put in? That was a huge issue. Yeah.
I'm thinking whatever they give us, we're going to save.
Oh, okay. You're not in the union?
Well, we are, but no one else is allowed to be on the production. And that was like part of the pitch. It's like, this is not like a collective bargaining. It's not a movie.
Every man
for
himself.
There's not going to be a lot of people making noise.
It's the title card. And so that means we do not have costume designers, which means that we do not have spacesuits.
Right. So you're going without a spacesuit into space?
We have to go into basically the top of space is what we talked to scientists about, like where we're going to have to
where
be.
Where can you get the image?
Did and
you
get, we're like, get all the Earth and also get the letters coming from over and around the Earth that say universal?
I
wanted to go a little bit.
So
yeah.
Did you go out to like JPL in Pasadena? Where did you go? Who did you talk to?
I went to JP Penney's.
Was that near the Gower Gulch?
That's a new
JP Penney's. Is it JC Penney's?
It's definitely not JC Penney's.
Okay,
they'll set you straight.
Okay,
even mention it there, you actually get served.
You get served paper?
Yes. Yes.
You just get served, or is it like a dance off? Like you got served?
No, you get served by a dancing.
Like a lawyer.
Subpoena
like
server.
Wow.
Yeah.
Honestly, I kind of want to go piss somebody off just to get served.
Well, it's a thrill, but then you do deal with the repercussions. So the aftermath, in my experience, is not worth it. To double back, they were out of blue at the Play-Doh store.
Okay.
So we were unable, because we had promised that the logo would be in color.
Right.
We decided we had to go to space. I can't make blue.
No. You can make green. You can do a blue and a yellow if they'd had blue.
If they had blue, I'm absolutely
but you can't
gonna
just
be able
make
to make
blue.
It green.
Yeah,
you
believe
can't.
Me, we tried. It is so hard. Yeah. Some of the other colors
I can
are
make
so
brown.
Easy.
I can make brown.
Yes, no, but... you also kept saying that earlier. You kept saying, I'm telling the truth that
I'm
I can
being
make
honest.
Brown. And I actually didn't know what you were talking about when you kept saying I can make brown, but it was just like, you just kept saying it. Like it was
all roads
you.
Lead to brown. You know what I mean? Like ultimately that's where you're headed.
It's so true. So is the logo going to be in brown or is it going to be blue?
We'll figure it out when we get up there.
Yeah, we're going to have to. Now we're just going up. Like we have to actually go up.
We have someone who's really strong who says that he can kind of throw the letters away from Earth. They'll just be like coming around, like shooting up into space in front of the camera.
But wouldn't that be as like big as a continent? Like... How big are these
It's it's the camera. If they can throw them so hard that they get really close to the camera, they actually end up looking huge.
Yeah, it's forced perspective. They did it in Elf.
Is it John
This
Cena?
Is J.P. Penney as well.
Oh, J.P. Penney.
Yes, yeah. So it was like from hanging out in his store and like looking at some of his stuff that he's got there and just being like, hey, this guy's actually pretty strong.
J.P. Penney dated... Jenner. One of the Jenners.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chris
Kremble.
Jenner. Chris.
Oh, Chris.
Kremble Jenner.
Okay.
Kremble.
Mm-hmm. Kremble Jenner.
Kremble Jenner. I don't want to brag, but because it's been so busy lately, and I've had a lot. I've been so busy, but I like to relax at night. That I did just take the opportunity.
What's the brag?
I watched the first episode of The Kardashians that has ever been made. I've never seen any other episode. I just was speaking of Kris Jenner.
Yeah.
And I watched the very first episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians that ever made.
Okay. I like to relax at night too.
What do you do at night?
Yeah, you just mentioned that you like to relax at night. What do I do?
Yeah.
Relax. I just curl up under a blanket.
Mm-hmm.
Get it all the way over my head. Every once in a while, I
peek out.
Peek out because I'm having trouble breathing or I hear a noise.
Is it like a weighted blanket?
Mm.
Like a thunder blanket?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, no.
Okay.
It's like a cozy blanket.
Mm-hmm. Like a fleece.
It's maybe easier if you don't... try to nail down the blanket specifically because it's like
it's
my blanket.
It's
you can't have it.
Okay.
It's
can I have your blanket?
You're not.
can I have your blanket?
Well, no.
Okay.
I'm being real with you.
No.
I'm being honest.
Can
I'm
I borrow
truthful.
It while you're in space? Can I borrow it while you're in space?
We're definitely.
It's coming to space,
it.
And no, it's not a space blanket either because I know that's your next question.
So the two of you are going to space. You found it. J.P. Penney's gonna. Toss the letter.
J.P. Penney's going to throw the letters.
Really
yeah. When is this launch happening?
Saturday at 4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A.M. or
P.M.? God damn it.
Space time. The time difference is like actually genuinely really, really confusing.
Okay. Yeah, no. The time zone thing, like if you think it's fucked up here, like think about in space.
That would actually be so fucked.
it's fucking distressing. Like, I'm having a lot of trouble with it. Like, because when we try to schedule mm-hmm. this thing, yeah. which, by the way, we're on a very tight budget for, so we don't have people that we necessarily trust even telling us.
But I thought you were pocketing most of the budget.
That was the initial plan.
Okay.
I was like, exactly. Because I kind of agreed to a number that Hayes was saying, I think we need more, and this is on me. I'm so owning my
mistake.
You're
the bad cop.
Well, it was because, well, there was there were sort of big promises about being able to make blue, but, you know.
They said a number. I said, oh, yeah, we could totally do it for that. I'm winking at Hayes. He's going, I think it's going to cost more. That's not enough for spacesuits and stuff. I was like, oh, I'll make them. But I'm thinking, I'm going to do the whole thing with Play-Doh.
Yes. And so what they don't tell, when you lowball like this, like what you get in terms is very untrustworthy partners.
Yeah.
Just fiends and scoundrels all the way down the line.
Scoundrel.
Every aspect of everyone we're working with.
You would think they would all have their individual wagon wheel pharmacies, like that they would be like a snake oil salesman.
It is just down the line.
Well, and in terms of like what's going on with the money, like I was trying to pull a fast one, and you leave them like you found them, honey, because like this this is ill-gotten gains, and
Like you found them, honey, is your second book. Mm-hmm. I loved that book. I just wanted to say I got nervous coming to meet you today, but I did love You Leave Them Like You Found Them, Honey.
These are hard-earned life lessons.
Yeah.
And if anyone can learn from my mistakes, so they don't have to make the same ones, that's good. And when you get filthy money, filthy hands tend to come in and strip it away from you. So
we've been falling into a pattern where you need to, you know, you got a mouse, you bring in the cat to catch the mouse.
Yes.
Now you got to bring in the dog to catch the cat type of thing. Mm-hmm. And now we're basically into the Kong versus Godzilla.
Wow.
Kind of stage.
Like,
like in terms of the fiendishness of some of the partners that
similar to the latest Kong Godzilla movie, they are actually working together now against us.
Wow. So you guys are, no wonder you go under your blanket at night. You need a little self-soothe. He just got sad when I brought that up.
I just feel like when you start to kind of dig in on the blanket that you have an angle.
Like, I'm just saying, just things like, I lied. I haven't been very busy lately.
Not to do an unflattering impression, but like, is it weighted?
Okay, it's just that feels slightly unflattering.
And so then you lied about,
not to do it, but it just seems like you did do that seems like you did try to do an unflattering impression. I'd like to see a flattering impression.
I need to find it.
Okay. Oh! Nice.
Mm-hmm. Hang on. I have to find it quickly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, he did a little shoulder shrug. I liked it.
Does it have to be of you?
It could really be of anyone.
Okay. Now I've really got to find it.
Okay. I like it. He's got complimentary color with the sweater and the pillow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait till you see the blanket covering the entire thing. Incredible.
I wish I could see the fucking blanket. What do I have to do to see that fucking blanket?
You know, I'm having a lot of trouble finding
a flattering the blanket or a flattering impression.
The flattering impression.
I understand that. Of anyone. You know what? That's what makes this town tick.
Flattering impression?
No, not being able to find it.
It is tough to find it. You know what I mean? The whole town's been having issues. That's why we don't take this up for granted at all.
Yeah,
the town's in trouble.
We're just not able to find it right now.
Guys, no one. That's it.
We're taking a beat.
We all went into New Year's Eve.
It might not be here.
No, literally, New Year's Eve, we're like, you know what?
Yes.
This is going to be my year.
Mm-hmm.
This is goodbye 2023. We're back.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. And then how many optimistic weeks did you have before you realized that was not happening this year?
I had a very optimistic brunch on January 1st.
Wow.
And that was, but after
early brunch as well.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes. Very early.
Whoa.
I remember yes. thinking this should just be called breakfast.
Particularly after on New Year's Day. Like,
it was like a 6 a.m. brunch.
Wow. Yes. Were you out all night or you just went to bed that early?
No. Yeah. I had to go to be able to wake up in time for brunch. And just like, wait.
Yes. 6 a.m. brunch.
Yes. But since then, it's just been hurtling downhill. And picking up speed. You know how when you're running downhill, you really can't stop yourself. You got to go faster to not just pitch forward and start rolling.
It has been a snowball. I'm going to say it's been a chode of a year.
Sure.
It's the year. I feel like this year,
But somehow one that's so big.
Like a tuna can. I mean? It's just getting like a pizza. Like it's like getting bigger and bigger. Like
pizza chode.
A pizza chode. You know what I mean? Like a thick crust pizza chode.
Thick crust pizza chode.
That's what this year is. It's
stuffed
a thick
crust.
It's a stuffed crust pizza chode.
It's a Pizza Hut stuffed
this
crust
year
pizza chode.
Has been for everyone.
From Domino's.
Yeah. Pizza chode nugs. You can get little, you know, mini for a party platter.
You may be able to. I think I finally stumbled on an impression. Tell me if you like this.
Okay, I love it.
Whoa.
Who's that?
Oh.
Is that you?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Is that me?
It's whoever you want. You know, that's the beauty of impressions.
You know what it was? All I knew was
when I do
it felt very loving. So whoever
was. Yeah, no, it was really nice.
Very,
it was very flattering.
Tell that was very flattering.
I'm interested in getting to know more about that.
Yeah, you got
person.
Excited about it.
Yeah.
You stopped. You were like, stop the presses.
Well, I felt like I finally was near something. You
felt alive.
Yeah. Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, what a source of inspiration for the whole town.
Yes.
Well, finally.
To find it like that. Can we fix it?
Can we
take that spirit of optimism?
Can
we move something forward this year?
The light at the end of the pizza
chode. It's Arden's here.
Yes.
Arden.
Hi.
It's her second time.
Oh, my God.
Arden, I don't want to create drama, but I had a thought on the way in, which is our most recent episode.
Great.
We had a guest.
Yes.
Darcy Carden.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You friendly with her? You know her?
I know her, but I don't know her well.
Yeah, no one does.
Okay.
Trust me. But I don't. I'm not inside her house. I don't know what her relationship is. But I'm just thinking, God forbid, if anything should happen, separates her from her husband.
Yes.
And then you two hit it off. Arden Carden.
Arden Carden.
Arden Carden.
Arden Carden.
Arden Carden.
A merger
Arden
of
Carden.
Some kind.
The branding.
Mm-hmm.
I might.
Do you know what I mean?
Arden Carden is a really good.
Arden Carden.
That's like, now that's what this year needs.
Right?
Yeah.
Look. Whoa. That felt good. That felt right.
Yeah.
I do feel like I know who it is.
I do too. Whoa. Wait a minute. I do too.
It's a little like Joey Lawrence.
I was going with Joey. I was going to Joey.
But it's
Blossom.
But it's not.
Well, Blossom.
But it is a little like him.
It's a little like Joey Lawrence.
But it's not.
I felt really. I got excited about Arden Carden. Arden Carden. Arden Carden.
Well, that's what's nice. You could say it like a sort of a cartoon animal.
Arden
Carden.
Welcome to.
Arden Carden.
Will you see my rose?
Yes. Will you see my rose?
Will you see my rose?
I'm going to show you my rose.
This is Arden Carden.
Arden Carden. Will you see my rose?
Get a load of this rose.
Get a load of Arden Carden. Arden Carden. Well,
and it's The Bachelor. We're talking about The Bachelor.
We're talking about The Bachelor and Arden Carden. Yeah, guys, you know.
It just feels right.
Yeah, meows right.
What's in store for the show this year?
Thank you for asking. I'll tell you. I thought. Finally, for years, they've been dangling this senior bachelor bullshit for us.
Yeah.
And they finally.
Not senior, he's golden.
Well, now they finally brought it. They were like, are you a senior looking for love? But they never gave it to us. For years, they've been casting it.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's where it's at. That's the future.
Then they're just going to keep getting
older
and older.
People.
I heard a rumor.
That does seem to be what the town is doing, is it's just like their only relevant people are older and older and older.
Older and older. Because also, I'd be curious to see.
But what's great about that is, so am I.
but you could be like the portrait of Dorian Gray.
Yeah.
And have an aging headshot somewhere.
Yes.
Deep in
Don't
the valley.
Be like the picture.
No, portrait.
Mm-hmm.
It's the portrait.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He fancy? I forgot who wrote that. Okay, wait. I heard, two things. I'd be curious to see, now that it was such a hit, if
the
Dorian Gray book.
It's a smash. It's flying off the shelves.
It is flying off the shelves. I wonder if even the oldies will come in thirsty for like influencer status. Like, because Because I don't think anybody, like, if even
they're looking for the,
you know what I mean?
Depends sponsorship.
Like, I literally wonder if everyone got so famous that, like, you'll find, like, later age thirsty. There's got to be some of that.
Sure. What a beautiful idea.
Isn't that fun?
Mm-hmm.
But here's a little rumor, and I'm not going to say where I heard it.
Okay.
Allegedly, they're having trouble casting the Golden Bachelorette. Not because there's not guys. There's not guys that can pass the STD tests.
When you've, look.
They can't.
That's fun.
We all know, like, it's
That's
just
fun.
A matter of time.
At
That's
a certain
fun.
Age, you start,
That's
yeah,
fun.
You have STDs.
But I think a lot of
and
these
the
guys
the older
are like,
you are, the more likely you are
Isn't
to
that
have.
Fun? Sure.
At least one, probably multiple
For
STDs.
For sure.
And
but
that's
they,
just
they,
the way
apparently
love goes.
They can't
you, you get
it.
Old enough and like...
There's a part of me that's like, who cares? Let them... If they all have it, who cares? Just
I have a solution
it.
For this.
Yeah.
Right.
That's connected to the whole franchise, which is on life support. Not you know.
Sure.
Pretty much literally at this point.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
For you...
Yeah.
As a part of the franchise...
Yeah.
We need to, like, inject some new life
yes,
in this thing.
Please.
What's new? What's now? What's next?
Okay.
A permanent bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
And we aren't, none of this, like, something we can track from season to season.
It's just
not
every
we're, like,
year
every
I gotta
year.
Get used
Who's
to
this
new
now?
Fucking
is
guy.
Is Bobby finally gonna find love?
Yes.
I like that.
It's the same bachelor every time.
I like that.
If you like that, you're gonna love this.
Okay.
It's Chef Kevin. He's great.
Oh!
Mm-hmm. Forget
he
the Golden Bachelor,
yes.
right? This is the Platinum Bachelor.
The plat. This
we found him, ladies and gentlemen. We got him.
We got him. He's under the blanket over there. He's
yes.
hiding under the blanket.
Yes.
Well,
I'm sorry to brought up a sore spot.
It's a big no no
well,
no.
We
are going to introduce
the
not the same blanket, not the same. It won't be the same one, but we are going to introduce the blanket concept.
Yes.
There is going to be a big like, oh, like what's going on under
what's
there?
What's going on?
You know?
I do like opening on just a blanket that you could tell somebody's moving underneath it.
And then maybe,
but you don't see them for a while.
And then maybe Fantasy Suites is like one, like two people go on. You just see
yes.
bodies
oh,
moving.
Oh, at long last, someone
at
has joined
last,
him under the blanket.
Somebody's going to go greet this person under the blanket. It's like Love is Blind, but they couldn't afford the room. They just,
they
have,
just
a
have a blanket.
Love is
yes.
warm.
Love is warm. Love
mm-hmm.
is toasty.
Mm-hmm.
Have you watched Love is Blind?
No.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've
did
seen
you watch
it.
This year?
Yeah.
It was fun, right?
Yeah, I'm
what
always
did,
having fun.
What is... You know,
I'm like a fun guy. I have a lot of good energy.
No,
so
I
like
see
when
that.
When I'm watching it, like it's
you
like,
have a good
yeah,
time.
There's like a great time. There's a lot of laughs.
Have you
happening.
Ever had a moment? And did you ever have a dip in fun?
In fun ever in my life?
Yeah.
Sure. I take a break sometimes. I take some time for me.
What do you do when you're on your fun break?
When I'm not having fun anymore?
Yeah.
This show.
I feel like he just
and
took
we're
it
all,
straight down the barrel.
That's the sacrifice that. That he makes for all of us and for the world.
That is quite a sacrifice. He's
mm-hmm.
a giver.
Mm-hmm.
How did this friendship happen? How did this, who fell in love, who fell in friendship love, who courted who first in the friendship
we
dance?
Would all, we would go for a jog every day at the same place.
Mm-hmm.
And we just happened, our pace is exactly the same and our schedules were the same.
At a certain
so
point,
we
just had to talk
starting
about
at the same point. Going the same mm-hmm. route
yeah.
at exactly the same pace.
Great.
6 or 7 years we ran in silence. You know what I mean? I find,
just
you know,
two guys hanging out in
I
dolphins.
That's
bringing
more or
the
less.
Headphones. Yeah. He knew there was nothing playing in my headphones. He would have been able to hear it.
You hate
you know?
Music.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. the show replicates
He's
that
like,
energy
disgusting.
In a
no,
way.
You hate, you've made it very clear you hate music.
So
people, two
awful.
People running the same route.
Mm-hmm.
Every single time.
Well, and every time, sometimes I go, you know what? Fuck it. He wins. I'm going to change my route. But son of a gun.
He's like a magnet. He's your true
this
north.
This little rascal
he's
wasn't having the same thought at the
north.
Same time.
Well, and I in my mind, you're the rascal. You understand
well,
that,
oh, yeah.
Right?
No, it's yes. all a matter of perspective.
And
you
the
know?
Big rascal scheme, who's more of a rascal?
Again, it's... we
yeah,
do everything
to,
the same.
To him,
okay.
it's me.
The whole,
but to me,
yes,
it's him.
Yes.
Okay.
That's
okay.
That's the whole idea.
Hollywood Handbook.
Well, we're talking about Harry's, and it's Clean Harry is here with us again today.
Sort of.
I was gonna. It has been a minute since we've caught up, and it sounds like you have some things that are
It's just not going good. My mind's just on other stuff, punk.
It's often when we talk about you, it's you're bringing in a lot of things from the outside, from your life. There's just always seems like there's a lot going on.
Well, okay, you know how cats can give you like a sort of disease that makes you like cats?
Yes, yeah.
I have it. Punk.
You have the disease that comes from their litter. Do you have cats?
I will soon now because
of
this.
So you don't have cats?
No, but I'm clean hairy, so I'm always cleaning things up. So anytime I go to someone's house with cats, I'm like, I'll clean that up.
You scoop the cat litter.
I get way in there, you know, to clean.
And so you did that from cleaning the cat litter at your friend's house. So you're going and seeing your friends.
And I would go and take a big whiff after to be like, did I do a good enough scoop that it, like, there's no, like, scent left?
Okay.
And I think I just... guess I inhaled the cat disease that like makes your brain like want to have more cats.
It's called toxoplasmosis. And so you know that you have this and
Gesundheit.
That doesn't sound like a sneeze at all. That sounded like a sneeze to you. That's what a sneeze sounds like.
I'm just trying to bring some lightness to what has been a very heavy week for me. I just found out I have toxoplasmosis, for goodness sake. Gesundheit. Bonk.
Harry saw customers getting screwed over by questionable overpriced shaving products and decided to do something better. Instead of charging the same stupid high prices, Harry's found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of other big brands. Exceptional products, honest prices. That's Harry's. So are you going to get, I'm just like, so you're going to get some cats.
Right from here, yeah. Going to get cats, yeah. Okay.
The shaving products, deodorant, lotion, body wash, hair gel, it's not just shaving, but they do have shaving stuff. German engineer blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. Getting ripped off isn't funny. How many cats are you going to get?
6 or 7. Well, actually... 6 to start, but if I get 7, I'll probably get 8 because they're sisters. The other ones.
Which other ones?
The other ones that I'm not getting today, I don't think.
Switch to Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. That's harrys.com/theboys for a $3 trial set.
Hey, word to the wise, smell Harry's shampoo and stuff. Don't smell a litter box.
Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate moms in your life and to trip their ass out, freak them out, make them feel like they're sipping some wavy gravy? Check out this idea I just had. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving one as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos, which I did. And the photos that I preloaded are a photo of an Aura frame inside the Aura frame. And inside that one, there's a photo of an Aura frame with a photo. So I uploaded this. So basically, when mom opens the gift, she's going to be sucked into the world of M.C. Escher and forever lost on some magnificent journey of the mind. And it's like, this is more than a gift. It's an experience. Aura frames, thanks for freaking my bean, please.
Oh, no. Like, my mom's a square. She doesn't like to trip out, get freaky like that. Bro, you have no idea.
I hate to tell you, mama had a whole life before she had you, pal.
Yes.
No. Mom gets freaky with it. So I think, you know, grandmothers, new mothers. Oh, wait, grandma, she would never be able to do this. Your grandma, brother. Your grandma does drugs, okay? So for grandmas, moms, aunts, even friends, but less so them, more grandma, everyone loves an Aura frame. Freak their damn bean with the frame inside the frame inside the frame. It's infinity It's everything. It's the universe in a single gift. There's no greater gift. They're guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages and to send them questioning the very nature of existence. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Jeff Kevin just got married.
Congratulations.
So we know someone would
flash
do it.
Let's see. Oh, it's gorgeous. It's dead gorgeous.
I say hardware. It's actually not like.
I wish it was just covered in huge rubies and stuff. Yeah. Just really ornate. Where did you get married?
In Los Angeles.
When did you get married?
Last Saturday.
It's not even true.
Did you get married? We just heard that you lied. Did you get married under a blanket?
In a sense.
When was the first time she saw under your blanket? Or he? They?
She saw like 6 years ago.
That's nice.
Thanks.
That's exciting. Did you go on a honeymoon? Is this it?
This is the honeymoon.
Wow. This is so gorgeous.
She does costume stuff, which like, that seems like it'd be really nice to make a spacesuit for your friend's main boss.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I think you could probably carve out time to make a spacesuit just so they actually survive.
And they don't say, but I said friend because that's the, you know, how people like, some people don't want to say like husband and wife and stuff anymore. Right. They say, this is my friend.
This is my friend.
It's really unsettling.
Partner. It's like, this is my friend.
I want you to meet my friend.
Yeah.
This is my friend. Mm-hmm.
Do you like his hat, Arden?
I've been eyeing it and I almost said it a few times. I love the hat.
She made it.
She's really talented.
Do we have any extras?
I got a stack in my car. Would you like one?
Yeah, can I put one on?
Yep.
But have him do it inside. Like, have him bring the hat inside.
Okay, will you bring the hat?
Don't go out to the
car. I have to drive the car in here.
Okay, great. Drive the car right into the studio. I love the hat. And I will wear it all the time. I'm going to die in that hat.
It's
tomorrow.
The hat is free. You need to post in the hat.
Oh.
It doesn't have to be a grid post. Not that it hurts.
Okay. Or if you do post that it hurts, then
don't post that
post
you have
later
a headache.
Be like just kidding or something.
It's so good.
Ego from SNL posted saying that the hat hurts.
Immediately posted and said that she's had a headache for 3 days and then just didn't make it clear that the hat wasn't connected.
I'm not gonna do that. I have to say it goes well. It's nice with our complexion.
Thank you.
It goes nice with our complexion.
Yes. Thank you for noticing. That was not the idea.
Yeah.
But it does. It's just a happy.
The hat is for everyone. It actually looks good on everyone. It probably seems like the color scheme is complementing his complexion.
I bet it would look nice on you as well.
Yeah. It does.
Okay. I mean, I believe
so
you.
So now that he's out of the room.
Good. I'm so glad. He's really bad vibes.
Yes.
He was really bringing bad vibes.
But I think that could be good for the show. Like, I think the Platinum Bachelor.
Yes.
Having.
The Platchler.
Having unconscionable vibes.
Thank you. Oh, my God. It's so cute. Yes. It's going to feel
what,
so.
What button are we? Like, what's your number is what we
said. I feel like it might be the full. No, it's too small. I need one from the end.
Not too small. Your head is too big.
The hat is actually perfect, and then
does it look so cute? Yes.
Oh my!
It looks really, really good.
It's so cute, Arden. Right? Come on!
Look, she can pull anything off, but the hat is actually doing a whole other level.
Whoa! God bless you. I don't know if I was insulted or complimented, but I'll take it. Thank you.
No, it's both.
Thanks.
Yeah,
it's an insultment.
Yes.
I liked it.
So we're talking, I mean, like, he's here, but we can
it's
talk about it.
It's such a good hat.
Unconscionable vibes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kevin's vibes are actually, like, inhumane.
Yes.
But to put that on the show and, like, to have so many different women season after season and then expand it to just, like, everyone is, like, trying to fix Kevin.
I like this.
Well, the challenge that they're encountering and all the different solutions. Because everyone who meets Kevin thinks that they're going to be the one kind of solve him.
I mean, when I walked in here, I was like, whoa, there's a lot of potential.
Yes.
But like, there is some very weird energy coming my way, you know? Yeah. But I can get in there.
If
the ultimate fixer upper.
The ultimate yes. fixer. You know the I mean? Chip and Joanna, just here we go. Mm-hmm.
If there were, mm-hmm. yes, an analogy in the home, it would yes. be like a garage
yes.
that like is not really fixable.
Yeah.
What are we going to do with
what
this
are
thing?
We
have
do with
to
it?
Burn it down
we
for
have
the
to
insurance
burn
money.
It down yes. for the insurance.
And our family works at insurance. Mm.
Do you... Was there any scandals in your hometown for, like, a family that did something shady? Were there any, like, small-town rumors, whether or not they were true? Or like, was there a scandal that happened?
Gotta be nice to have a hometown, you know?
I mean, you're just a rambler.
No, that's
you're
just,
rambler.
Like, I'm happy. I'm not, like...
Oh, okay.
Attacking your privilege or anything.
I'm
like,
sorry, I'm having
just
a hometown?
Like, the idea of having a hometown is, like, so beautiful.
Did you grow
me.
Up, like, was your family in the military? Or did you move around a lot?
Famously, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many times did you move around?
How many you got?
How many numbers?
If you have to ask,
so like
you can't
afford
it, honey.
Just asking questions.
37?
Like, at least offer some time.
37 times?
That's close.
That would have been nice.
That would have been nice, yeah.
Higher? 42?
Wow, that would have been
even better.
Dream. Wow. Yeah, that would
so
have
you
been
move
great.
Like, you're saying like over 50 times.
You are the one that said that, actually, not disagreeing with
okay.
you.
Okay, wow, that's yeah. a lot.
It was fucking nuts, man. But you, it toughens you up. I'll yeah. tell you what.
Yeah.
Boy, you get a thick skin.
No, you just, you when you
town,
said that, I felt like
you
had
hit,
to...
Yeah. You hit town, you get into town. You know they say,
yeah, what was
like,
your tactic? How did you go
You
crack?
Have so little time to just, like, show people your thing.
Okay,
you know
so you
I mean?
Would get yeah. to town. How would you show
well,
people
that? Well, I'd try a new thing every time.
Oh, okay, you know? So you were just like...
I go, okay, that didn't work. You know they say, like, your first day in prison, you should, like, kind of try to beat up the biggest guy in there?
Okay.
The first day you move to a new town, the biggest guy in there beats you up.
Yes.
Like, and so, like, so I would try different ways to react.
Yeah.
Thinking it was funny... liking it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Having a yo-yo, like having a couple yo-yo
tricks.
You were
yo-yo guy. Yeah.
Well, I tried it.
While you're getting beaten up, it's like basically impossible to like yo-yo. Do like it's a so good yo-yo trick. So you can do
yeah,
like
yeah,
kind
yeah.
of
you
a
can
bad
walk the
yo-yo.
Dog.
I'll
walk
be
the
sincere.
Dog.
I wasn't yeah. great at them anyway.
Sure.
Yeah.
So you're trying to walk the dog as you're having the shit beat out of you.
Yeah.
That's hard. Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Trying to walk the dog while you're getting dog walked, right?
Mm-hmm. I like that book of yours too. You're a prolific writer.
That's a long title.
Yeah.
This is long.
No, it's
but some of them are longer.
It's no Portrait of Dorian Gray.
Yeah, it's longer.
It is longer. Try to walk the dog while you're getting dog walked.
And so we put together this whole like wedding situation for Kevin. And so okay. Kevin is married now, so we can prove like, hey, this could actually work.
Yeah,
no, that's a proof of concept.
Someone has done it.
Somebody did it.
That's so the pitch deck.
That,
is the is the
you
wedding?
Go to Sharks. You go to Sharks.
Well, yes. we're
yes.
arming ourselves
Sharks?
Against
yes.
Sharks,
against the criticism.
Mr. Wonderful.
Yes.
Yes.
The Sharks, because the first thing the Sharks going to say is, like, we walk Kevin out there, they're going to go, like, no one would marry him. This can't work.
I feel
they
like
never,
Barbara Corcoran would be in on it. No?
They never really do that, as people are walking
a
out.
Strapping this... young stud.
Well, I like what I see.
I make my husband sleep in the garage.
Well, Barbara, she's got
she
it.
Fucking rocks.
She yes. fucking got it.
Wait, I'll tell you what. When she's not on the show at this point, I'm skipping it.
You know
there's
what?
There's no one bringing me anything unexpected when Barbara's not there.
I love Barbara. I'm in love with Barbara.
But she's not going to respond well when we come to them to pitch the show.
Yeah.
They are just going to be like, the doors are going to swing open and they're going to be like, no.
Yeah.
Just by the visual? Mm-hmm. Just the visual
yes.
alone?
Like, hey.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to be in your spacesuits? Are you going to be...
We do not.
You wish.
So there
you
is
wish.
No your spacesuits.
Like, I know. I'm sorry. I was. I feel like I was just rubbing it in.
After all we have done for Kevin's family. All they
for his
made
friend?
Us,
for Kevin and his friend?
Kevin and his friend, yes.
Right. You've done so much gross. For Kevin and his friend. His friend made a great hat.
All we got is how many hats?
2,000.
You have 2,000 hats?
2,000 to another 1,000.
2,000 hats. How many visors.
Yes.
I got another one.
Okay. Mm.
In the hot 2000.
In the hot 2000.
Yep. Right?
Yep. Yep. Conan, old school.
Mm-hmm. Old Conan episodes.
Old Conan episodes.
And that if I'd been around for that time, I would have killed.
You were born in 2010?
I would have killed on old Conan episodes.
Oh my.
Wow. He would have been loving my shit.
He mm-hmm. would have been loving.
He had his chance.
Yes.
You had your chance.
Mm-hmm. You know what we're talking mm-hmm. about, Conan.
You know what you,
you
did,
You know what you
Coney.
Did last summer, Coney, mm-hmm. Conesy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, he did take our spot on Earwolf. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's talk right. about that, but they
oh.
said that they ran out of room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
he basically threw his bag on top of my bunk and said, I sleep here now. Like, oh.
Wow.
Well, but. And he's like, whoa, but.
Wow. And then he said, why are you hitting yourself? Are you hitting yourself?
He did.
And then he spit
that.
Down
yeah.
and sucked it back up. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to not even like know you're about to get, like to try and like get your yo-yo out while you're already being beat up.
Yeah.
Is
you
even
run,
harder.
Like, hold on. Wait a second. I got to run and get
yeah,
my
I don't
yo-yo.
Know exactly where it is. Like,
I got to find yeah. it. I wasn't
well, I had so many
it.
Pockets yes. in my fanny pack. There's all these zippers.
How many pockets did you have?
Many as I could fit, you know. What
how
I
many
mean?
Do I got?
It kind of unfolds like an accordion, like
that must have brought all the girls to the yard. Mm-hmm. That milkshake, that
and, it
yo-yo.
And it makes sort of an accordioning sound.
Wow.
Like a,
yeah.
Well, that must have won people over at the school.
Well, it was a part of a previous attempt where I was like, "I'm going to be the polka guy."
That is yeah. a hit.
Yeah.
Suburban America loves the polka.
Weird Al, friend of the show, you know, yeah. had kind of stomped all over that one. He pissed all over that one,
ugh,
right?
That's so true.
His territory.
Yes.
So we have to figure out a device wherein
mm-hmm.
none of it never works out at the end of any season, you know, because okay. we need to keep this going.
He's a keeper.
That's
he's a keeper. He's never going to find a friend.
So
we need.
And he wants to stay in his Some, thing with his friend.
Sometimes I just wonder what you think you're saying. Like, or like what when you
what
say
do I
he's
think?
A keeper. When you say he's a keeper.
He's a keeper from season to season. We need to keep
he's
him.
He's a keeper for the show.
That's
as the permanent
saying.
Bachelor.
He's
okay.
a keeper.
Yes.
Cuz normally if you say he's a keeper
no,
you would
no,
say that he would
wants
someone
him.
To want
the Sharks
him.
Are going to say no. Nobody wants him.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. So how
no,
I think
a
of a keeper.
He's our keeper as the lead.
Well, yes. This is similar to what happened with the busy thing. You know what I mean? Where I was thinking the town wasn't busy.
Right.
And then you were saying it was busy, but
I
just in
just,
your experience. It's like, he's a keeper. You're going to keep him.
You know what?
You're a producer
I just
of the show.
Came in. I came in. I wanted you guys to think I was busy because it's the Hollywood Handbook.
Yeah.
So.
And you said you didn't want to brag, but you lied
I didn't
about
wanna,
that too. You did
want
to brag.
I did yeah. want to brag, but I was really just posturing.
Mm-hmm.
I've
been lying so much.
There's nothing I've said is true.
I've been so
in
honest with you. I've been so vulnerable this entire episode.
I've been so vulnerable with you. That's what people say on The Bachelor. I want to be vulnerable and open
Isn't
with you.
Isn't funny some of the words that just like
I'm just being vulnerable.
Still just like nobody can get the word. Frustrating is like it is alive and well. It is fucking
it's
out
bad.
There.
I've never heard that.
It's bad. What? Frustrating is
people
bad.
Are, frustrating.
People are frustrated on these shows.
That's like a bussy. Frustrating. Okay. Okay. We have vulnerable. We have, there's another one. There's one more. Vulnerable is amazing. Frustrating?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. There's another one that they always get wrong, which I get really excited about. Like the grammar is really exciting.
Well, any idiom is just up for like it's never going to end where it started.
Yeah,
you know
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tell me how you think yeah. this will play because like Kevin's going to be the permanent bachelor,
sure.
but he does not like he wants to stay in his thing with his friend he calls
right,
it.
Right, his friendship.
So in the first episode like when he meets everyone mm-hmm. he's going to be like just so you know like I got this other thing going and
yeah.
like that log is staying on the fire.
Right.
Like is that going to be a problem? Like, are we going to let everyone know before they show up? Or is this going to be dropped on them every season that, like, Kevin has... He's got this other little,
thing.
You know, the action.
And there's
the
no other
him,
bachelor
you know?
That you could find in Hollywood. It's got to be Kevin.
Well, he's our... You know, we need to be a part
really
of
I don't really have
somehow.
Access to a lot like, of these other
this
guys.
This is the only
yeah.
person you know?
This is... this is the only person that we have. Let's put it that way. You know.
Well, like, Kevin, how do you feel about this?
I'm down. I'll try. I'll try anything once.
You were on.
He's camera ready. I mean,
yeah, he's
camera.
He came in. He's got full.
He only needs two or three runs at a single sentence.
He's got full. He's wearing full face. He's contoured. Mm-hmm. He's got his lashes on. He's ready.
You were on After Midnight recently, right?
I was.
I wonder about incorporating that competition into the Bachelor franchise.
That's fun.
They're giving answers to prompts.
You
based on the
you
news.
Watch the show, and every other week they're playing flag football, or they've got a
they have a fake wedding dress.
Learn
photo
a choreographed
shoot.
Dance routine. Yes. And I'm going, why aren't they playing After Midnight?
Everybody's wondering it. We've all been thinking it. For
and
you.
Kevin is amazing at it. Watch this. When a woman recently lost her precious emerald ring, it was discovered to be found in her chihuahua's stomach. What's another valuable thing that you might find in a dog's belly?
Very good.
Am I supposed to answer it?
Yes. Yes.
So we usually get like, is that... Am I supposed to answer? But then after he says that, it's like
it's,
he absolutely crushes.
Like once he knows that it is his turn to answer.
Okay.
It is.
Don't use the computer.
I know. My computer's off.
Okay. It's on. It's absolutely on. He's lying. And I know that because I've been lying.
Oh, it's me? The thing in the chihuahua's stomach is probably second chances.
Well, that is very valuable.
It's one of the most valuable things in life.
Mm-hmm.
What's more precious
than a second chance?
Than second chances.
I actually heard this was like a Christian worship podcast before I came on, and I'm glad we finally got to that
Christian
portion.
Worship. Christian worship.
People say, yes. The words sound similar.
We're doing battle on the high seas in the name of
Scripture.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This is not a Christian.
Christian warship.
No.
Yes. 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 Yes.
No.
Yes. Yes.
So wait a minute.
Take to the ocean, and if it's so,
so
help you,
war?
If you have not heard the good word, we are going to blast it at you with a cannon.
Wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm. You got a chance to be saved.
So you're gonna blast everyone with a cannon of Christianity from your giant like battleship. Where are you going with, like, just up and on, like, the Eastern Seaboard, or?
In the ocean of, so this is actually, hang on one second. Can you hang on just for one second?
I sure
please?
Can.
Just give him a second.
Recently in the news, there was a big ship where the entire crew was, they all had a church on the ship.
Mm-hmm.
What's be an interesting place for a ship like that to have a war?
At sea.
So true.
So the ocean of at sea is what we.
It's so true.
Is what we found.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
So like, if he could just like pop off, I don't know, like 20 or 30 of those, like episode.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That'd be great. Oh, I think the Heartland would love it. Both coasts would love it.
You
thank definitely,
you.
Yes, the
mountains
well, the coast
would
will
not
love it
because
you're
so
on the
down
ocean.
Necessarily.
The mountains would be pissed.
But it's not going to get there.
No.
And that's only a problem in this if they do decide to come down. That it's an issue. But as long as they just stay up there.
No, but
they
you
do
look
their
at it,
thing
the coast,
up there. We do our thing down here. That's,
the coasts have the beach.
Yeah.
So they're going to like the ocean.
No, do
the
I?
Middle of the country is going to like the content.
Yeah.
And so we got basically everybody.
Except
and the
mountains
can like.
As long as they.
Eat
just,
my ass. Oh, no. No. Sorry.
We just want them to
I'd
stay
rather
up
not.
There.
Yeah. I'd
okay,
rather
sorry.
Not.
Okay.
Because like the higher ground thing.
Sorry.
Like,
I'm sorry.
Our weapons are not gonna like do well from like, higher ground. They could
just what I've learned recently about trying to get up high, like go to space and stuff like that. It's just like there are a lot of challenges involved. The fact that they're already up that high, I'm kind of fucked if we get.
So
you
guys
into
had never, like, how do you are you just circling back to you going to space on Saturday?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're hoping to circle back after we do it. You know,
then you might get stuck up there.
And we are forced to the smart people we talked to have told us that like everyone is going to be very old when we come back.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to be up there for a long time.
Yeah.
You're going to bring a lot of supplies. But
for us, feel like a long time
gonna be,
for us.
We're going to be the same.
Okay. Yeah. That's kind of fun.
Yeah, I guess so. We'll be the only two smoke shows on Earth. And everyone else will be
finally.
Old.
That's
old as fuck.
I mean, that's a reality show, right?
That's the two smoke shows that went to space.
But it's like you're saying, though, everyone is going to be. Like the older people are going to be the new influencers.
Yes.
And like that's going to be hot.
You get fired up.
Well, it's eye of the beholder, and I'll tell you what.
But it's pissing me off.
No, I can see that.
Here I am,
you're fired up.
It's almost like a Twilight Zone. Finally, I'm the only person who's hot in the world.
Yes.
But now it's not hot anymore.
It's eye of the beholder. It's the eye of the beholder. Mm-hmm. And what's more, I'm the only one without STDs. Which is a status I'm desperately trying to maintain and protect.
He has tons of STDs. That's why you kind of just threw him under the bus.
Hey, so. I was saying, like, you go around the block enough times, like, you are going to start to
hang out in the barbershop. You're going to get a haircut.
Develop
a
portfolio. A little bit of a CV, a resume.
You spend enough time in the barbershop,
you're
going to get a haircut.
Well, you want to show up to your job and they're just like, experience? Here's a blank piece of paper. It's
I like your sneaks.
Yeah, you can go read enough books at the mechanic, you're going to get your car fixed.
No joy. Whoa. Do it.
Oh.
That.
Who is it? Who is it? Who is it?
It's just a flattering impression.
Oh. What time is your podcast on?
Yeah, what time does it come out? And when can I listen?
You can listen anytime you want. It comes out on Tuesdays. It comes out Tuesday morning. Because usually the show... No, I'm on Wednesday morning.
Gotta be Wednesday because the show goes Monday and
the
Tuesday.
The show goes Monday, so it's Wednesday morning.
It was doing two
We record it on Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. And then it comes out. On Wednesday morning.
Is it like a midnight drop or like when are we usually?
I would say it's usually up. I don't know exactly when it's first thing in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ours has been getting later and later. Kevin says his rooster's busted.
Oh.
Yeah.
We got to get him another rooster.
He said, lately my rooster cockadoodle won't.
And it should be. I've tried to explain this.
Maybe cockadoodle does it. He said the
don't. Don't is also much
cock-a-doodle
better than
don't.
Cockadoodle don't feels better to me than what. But he says wasn't.
It's got to be don't. Cockadoodle don't. Cockadoodle cockadoodle won't.
Arden, here's a segment I'm going to introduce on Aft for Midnight. It's called
Ask for Midnight.
It's after.
After.
Say it right, Kevin.
Okay. After.
After.
No.
After. Sag aftra.
Okay.
It's called interesting, to say the least.
Oh, okay.
I tell a long story.
Yes, I'm here for this.
And the contestants have to say if it's interesting, the least.
Okay.
Or interesting, to say the least.
Okay, let's try it.
The day after my wedding, I have a housewarming party. Not everyone attend. No offense taken. The wedding was long.
As long as you RSVP that you're coming, you don't, like that should be enough.
So you didn't go. You said you were going to go and you didn't go.
No, but there was enough food if you made it.
Yes.
So you made them pay for food, but you didn't go eat it.
I knew he was going to skimp on everyone else.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know? So you were trying to do be of service. You're being selfless.
He's
for the other guests.
Providing for the guests.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So you had a housewarming party.
Have a housewarming party.
Okay. The day after your wedding.
The day after the wedding.
See, if it's been a big month. You're the only person who's had a good 2024.
So far.
Okay.
He's planning on.
Okay.
I'm hoping it is for my friend as well.
Yeah. Oh, his friend. That's his lover.
And he's
going
to try to ruin it for someone else.
That's his lover.
Chef Kevin Needs a Friend. It's my new podcast.
Oh, okay.
I have a housewarming party.
Yes.
It's packed.
Uh-oh.
I'm still running on adrenaline from the wedding.
Oh, okay. Whoa.
Eli come up to me. He officiated the wedding. Did a good job.
Okay. He officially ate the wedding.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He officially ate the wedding.
He ate that.
He officially ate that wedding.
Yes.
Okay, Eli.
He come up to me. Hey, Kev.
Uh-huh.
Any chance you make me one of those famous espresso martinis you do?
This is a wild story.
Please wait till the end. Say interesting the least or interesting to say the least.
Okay.
I look around. It's a madhouse. There are so many people here.
Panicking right now.
Okay. I grid my teeth.
Yeah, I'm also kind of freaking out a little bit.
I get out one of my coupe glasses.
Your what?
One of my coupe glasses.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's where the rooster used to live.
Cuckle doodle don't.
I get the beans.
Cuckle doodle wasn't.
Okay.
I get the Tito's. A few other my cousin come up to me.
Wait, what?
Kev.
A few other my cousin come up to me.
A few other my cousin come up to me. Kev, we doing espresso martinis.
I can't. I'm panicking.
I gotta do another take. Kev, we doing espresso martinis?
I'm panicking.
I could see why you needed to do that again. The inflection was totally wrong.
I had to do it again. Okay. Okay. Okay.
I say, yeah. Do you want one?
Oh my God.
They all say, yes, please.
SP?
Okay. Four espresso martinis coming SPs, right up.
That's like that. Yeah. The SP awards.
The SP awards, yeah. These are the yes-pees.
Am I at the ESPYs right now? I should have dressed up, put on a skirt for you.
That's where I get like in situations, like really stressful situations like this. I just close my eyes, like I'm at the ESPYs, so everything's fine.
Just take me to the ESPYs again.
Four espresso martinis for you four. They all thank you very. Ooh, so good. I make good espresso martini.
No doy.
Few other people walk up. Kevin make espresso martinis. Can I have? Sorry. Kev make espresso martinis? Can I have one? Arden, I have to make 11 espresso martinis.
That's a lot of espresso martinis. That's stressful.
On the 11th, it start to hit me. Not the alcohol, not the food, not the cake, not my treat.
Your treat?
Cake.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Oh, I'm getting so tired.
Mm-hmm.
The last espresso martini I make.
Yep.
I go, did I put alcohol in this? Might as well. I don't know if I'm doubling the amount of alcohol in this. I just hand it to my
friend.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum podcast.